Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. And today is 7-Eleven Day, so that means it is National Slurpee Day. Shout out to 7-Eleven for doing this every single year. And if you didn't know, they've been serving, I guess, free small Slurpees to everyone. If you go into a 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to go, man.
Who doesn't like a Slurpee?
Yeah, I had one, I want to say, 2 weeks ago.
I haven't had one in a while, but that's tempting.
What's funny is I had left church, and it's a 7-Eleven right mm-hmm. there. I'm like, oh, I didn't know it was one. Mm-hmm. Right after church, went there, got a Slurpee.
All right.
It's pretty cool, mm-hmm. man. So do you know the history about 7-Eleven? Or how it started? And
not really. I mean, I'm just assuming it was open 7 to 11.
Yeah, yeah. So I got a couple fun little facts about how the Slurpee and 7-Eleven got started.
Okay.
So this year is the 98th anniversary of 7-Eleven.
Dang.
And not quite as old as your pillow, but it's kind of close to it. So the first store opened up in 1927. It was called Southland Ice Company. Huh. And the name was changed into Totem Store. So,
oh, you Totem?
T-O-T-E-M Store.
Yeah, I remember you, it was a U in front of it, like you really? Carry. It was called U Totem.
Oh, okay.
I remember the U Totems, yeah.
Okay, and then...
I had no idea that was 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and then I guess they changed it to 7-Eleven in 1946 to promote the new expanding hours, which is 7A to 11P.
Yeah.
Another little fun fact is the Slurpee was invented by accident in 1958. So a soda fountain at a Dairy Queen store stopped working, and the owner stashed some soda in the freezer so he could sell them partially frozen.
Okay.
And his customers loved it to the point that led him to starting the ice company, which everybody know what the ice company is. Mm-hmm. And that was the first, distributor of what will become the Slurpee.
How about that? By accident.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. That's always fascinating when things happen by accident. Mm-hmm. Like X-rays, I think, was originally by accident. Penicillin. There's a lot of things mm-hmm. that people just kind of stumble upon, and good thing they do, especially these Slurpees.
Yeah, especially Slurpees.
Yeah, a couple more things about the Slurpee. They came to 7-Eleven in 1965 when they began a licensing deal with the ice company.
Okay.
And as part of the terms, they were allowed to give it an original name, which would only be sold at 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Some more facts. They have over 300 Slurpee flavors. Dang. The most popular one in the United States are Coca-Cola, and Wild Cherry.
Wild Cherry is what I would have guessed.
Yeah, I actually don't really like the Coca-Cola ones.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't know why they're everywhere. I always try to get one, and they always have the Coke. The Wild Cherry is great.
Yeah, that's what I would have guessed.
And whenever I go to the movie, my friends always make fun of me because whenever I go to the movie theaters, I have to get, they usually call them an icy at the movie theater, but same thing. Yeah. And yeah, I always do the cherry one. So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one, y'all probably didn't know this one, but in 1970, 7-Eleven released a vinyl record with two tracks written just for the Slurpee.
7-Eleven released it?
Yeah. So one of the songs is called Dance the Slurp.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to dance the
Slurp. Did you want to hear it?
Sure.
I actually got a sample of it.
Sure.
Here we go. Dance the Slurp.
Fucking twist.
1970. Slurp, slurp, slurp.
Oh, I like it.
Slurp, slurp. That's all they do throughout the song.
Slurp, slurp.
Yeah, what? Realistically, what was this vinyl actually used for in 1970? You're not playing this while you're having a Slurpee.
It's got kind of a, is it Austin Powers?
Yeah, it does. Sound like an old school Batman.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I kind of like it, actually.
Yeah, so, happy 7-Eleven day.
Yeah, man.
To everyone out there, as I continue on the mixtape in the Loot Sports Radio 610, I want to ask y'all this. So, I'm guessing we all got significant others, and unless John decides to divorce his lovely lady because of a pillow, what would you do if somebody in a store or in a work setting called your wife or significant other beautiful? 713-572-4610, because a situation happened on social media where a guy was in a Popeyes and he was going off on one of the employees because he called his wife beautiful. And here's a little piece of the audio from that situation.
You just said out of your own mouth what you said to her. How are you going to tell me?
We didn't say it.
No, you said she is beautiful. Yes or no?
I said you're looking so beautiful.
Why the f*** would you say that?
I'm sorry for that because I'll be just...
Are you... Please get this.
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
Well,
your wife comes to the store.
Yeah, but...
Wants to pick up a freaking sandwich.
Yeah, but...
Is she crazy?
Yeah.
That she sits through these f***ing compliments, these f***ing creeps?
He just gave us a compliment.
Why?
They made a mistake.
This is not your country. This is not India or something, dude.
Yeah, but,
you're in the states.
See,
so that was it actually grew into a big discussion on social media. Who was right? And who
was
wrong.
All depends on how it was said. Like if I go into Popeyes and someone says, "You look beautiful," you know, to my wife. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, but it's like, hey now, you know, that's different, you know.
It's definitely different.
Yeah.
And it seemed like they were trying to make the discussion of, I guess, the guy who was, I guess he was from India. I think both of them
from the India. Accent, yeah.
Yeah. But the guy, I guess they were trying to make the argument that that's how they do in India. And that's kind of how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing disrespectful. And the other guy, like, we ain't in your country. We in America, Jack. As they like to say, I'm coming to America.
You always come through.
So I'm wondering what side do y'all stand on? Because I feel like he kind of went overboard as far as, like, just calling an employee out, man. Unless he was really trying to hit on his
wife.
That's
the difference.
Yeah.
It's true. Are they complimenting or are they flirting? I think that's what you have to try to determine. He definitely went overboard, and I love when he was trying to get the cameraman involved.
Yeah. Am I crazy?
And he's like, well.
Now you're a little crazy.
Yeah, but he didn't want to say it because then he was going to get crazy on him.
Yeah.
He definitely went overboard. I wouldn't have that. I would never have that sort of reaction to someone just simply, you know, calling my significant other beautiful. But yeah, it's tough. I don't know. There's a fine line. It depends how they say it. It depends what else they say. It depends on the look. And then my reaction, honestly, also might depend on like how threatening they actually are.
Right.
If it's someone I don't have to worry about, it's like, okay, good. Mm-hmm. But if it's Brad Pitt saying it, it's like, oh, shoot. I got to do something.
Yeah. If my wife is uncomfortable.
That's that's a key part too.
Yeah, I wouldn't probably go off like that. I'd be like, "Yo, man, chill, man. You know, this my lady, man. Yeah. Just kind of
She doesn't want
respectfully.
That.
Yeah. You know, don't call her that.
Mm-hmm.
But you say, "Am I crazy? Am I the one crazy?"
Yeah, I can't. That one sounds overboard, and I think it was, but it all depends on how it's said.
Yeah.
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 Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I want to know if this is overboard. So apparently somebody who is getting married is having a vegetarian wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So a vegetarian bride is facing backlash over planning a meat-free wedding menu.
Nope. Nope. Yeah. She's wrong.
Yeah, can't do it.
Yeah, you don't even have to read the rest, but go ahead. She's wrong. She's stubborn. She's belligerent. She's a bully. And keep in mind, my wife is a pescatarian. She doesn't eat anything but fish, shellfish and stuff. So you can do all these things and still not hammer it over someone's head.
Yeah. So her and her fiance, both dedicated vegetarians, were, I guess they was going to serve dishes like samosas and spring rolls for their 40 guests, but no meat.
Nope.
And her parents called it, maybe you might be the parent too.
Yep.
Her parent called it selfish.
It is.
Even threatening to skip the wedding if meat isn't served.
I would.
Dang, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. Look, it's.
Isn't that serious?
The wedding is about two things. The bride, it's not about the groom at all. It's about the bride. And it's about the guests. Who goes, who shows up, what you're serving them, how you're treating them, you know, et cetera. Open bar or not, you know, whatever. It's about the bride. It's about the guests. Not all the guests are going to be vegetarians. Period.
Mm.
Period.
So would you go to a wedding if this was the case? You skip it?
Nope.
See, I will be, look, I will prep, I will want a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to get there and surprise. It's a this is all vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be upset then. But if I knew ahead of time.
Yeah, you stop at Whataburger.
Yeah, me and my wife, we would stop.
Bring it in with you,
We would stop and get something. We'd come there with a full stomach. And, hey, we could be here all night as long as we ate. But we've been in times where it was no bar. Weddings with no bar. They had no, it was just, like, not good food. We'd be like, damn, man, we should have. Hey, let's stop the stop at Cane's on the way home.
I've heard about that too. Dry weddings. Now, look, if the people getting married have some sort of history
like
in the past,
religion
I get
or something
it.
Like that.
Yeah, sure. Even religion, sure. But yes, to John's point, you're throwing a party for the guests is essentially what weddings have become. Maybe they're always like that, but especially now with these big weddings people have, it's just a party for the guests. So it's selfish. You can't be thinking about yourself. You have to be thinking about all the people that are coming and taking the time out and might even be traveling. What do they prefer? You might be a vegetarian, but most of them are not. And so absolutely, you have to have a good menu for the guests, even like the dry weddings. Like I said, of course there are exceptions, But if you're just like, we don't drink alcohol, that's great. It's not about you. It's about the other people coming to the wedding. You need to have good food and booze for them because you're throwing the party for them. I'm with them 100%. It's a selfish move. It's a lousy move. I'd probably still go to the wedding, but I wouldn't be happy.
Yeah. And now, I don't know if this makes it better, but they did give people the option to leave early if they wanted to.
Oh, it's so lame.
You have that option anyway.
Makes it even worse. Like,
that's not even, that shouldn't be an, like, you can go to the ceremony and, hey, let's go have a steak. You know, that's not an option. You mean you were going to make me stay?
I know. It's so lame to acknowledge that your wedding, like, people are going to want to leave early, so you're allowing them the ability to do so guilt-free. Just have meat at the wedding, have an actual good menu, and then people have a good time and they'll want to stay.
And I don't think, okay, maybe parents is a bit much, because you said the parents called it selfish and were even threatening to skip the wedding. As a parent, if that happened to one, all three of mine are married, but let's say it happened, I'd go to the wedding. I would protest. I would want them to have, you know, a menu for all people, you know, that are there. But I'd probably still go to the wedding and just sneak in a burrito or something, you know. But
but see, the thing is, like, they say they're vegetarians.
Cool.
If it was to me, I felt like I would understand if it was like a vegan, a hardcore vegan who, you know, they don't believe in killing animals and all this other stuff. I would understand that point where, you know, it might be uncomfortable for you. But, dog, you just being vegetarian, that's more of a personal choice, man.
I actually disagree on the vegan thing, too. That's,
really?
That's fine, and I get it, and you might be appalled at whatever, but it's still about your guests, and not all your guests are going to be as appalled like that have that stance.
I mean, with my brain, I kind of just want everybody to have a good time. Mm-hmm. So, like me, this is a hot take right here, but I'm not the biggest Mexican food guy, but I would have a whole bunch of Mexican food for everybody else.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't ban it because I don't care for it as much.
Mm-hmm.
But I would make sure I had that because that's a big deal.
That's the right attitude. It's easier for one or two people to get on the same page of 125 guests, whatever your number might be, as opposed to making the 125 guests get on your page.
Right.
It's just be more accommodating. Somebody said, is meat that big of a deal? Just go to the wedding. Someone else said, big deal. Eat before or after. You're a guest. Don't come if you don't like it. No, you're wrong. You got that backwards.
That's right.
It's about the guest.
It's about the guest. It's about the bride first and the guest second.
Yeah.
That's why I ain't had no damn wedding. I ain't catering to y'all.
That's right.
Spend all my money on y'all.
What are you going to have on your menu, Figgy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Gotta know in advance. Someone said, I don't think I'd be friends with those types of people that you're describing. I've also always said this. Look, the meals at these weddings, in my opinion, usually aren't very good anyways, and you're on the dance floor and doing things. People don't really sit down and have. I think the most important thing of a wedding is the cocktail hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gotta have a good cocktail hour.
With
good,
the hors d'oeuvres and all
100%.
That stuff.
Yep. And then the dessert. Don't just bank on the cake, which I also don't think wedding cake's very good. You got to have like a dessert table or a cart or a tray. You have to nail those
two
things.
I like the walkaway.
Yeah, that's good.
The walkaway food. Like we had the whole, you know, dinner or whatever, but then we had breakfast tacos around 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock. People were scarfing.
Yeah, I want to say Pendergast had what? Whataburger.
He had Whataburger. Yeah.
Oh. I wasn't at the wedding, but I seen it.
We had we had breakfast tacos and pan dulce. Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. Yeah, that's how you do it. Good cocktail hour and a nice way to end the evening with a dessert or something to go. Hey, when we come back, put a bow on the week. We got the Astros Rangers this weekend. What are you most excited for this series, including the debut of the number one prospect? We'll talk about it next in the Loop.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.